morning, God. How you doing? Here I am again. What's going on? Anything exciting? What sort of things are happening in the world, God? What are you up to? Know any interesting new things that I might be interested in? You got something to say to me, God? Or am I just going to sit here and try to get your attention? When are you going to open up? Hey, God, anybody home? You said you're inside, God. What's going on? No response. No response. Just nothing. God, have you moved out on me? Aren't you there anymore? I've had some good talks with you. I feel very good about it. How about that, God? You know, Herb, it wouldn't hurt you to learn to talk to yourself. If you were considering something very significant, you'd learn how to talk to yourself. You'd say, let me see, how shall I think of it? What shall I do? Let me see, how shall I do this? Let me see. I know. The divine in me knows how to do this. How shall I do this? Let me see. Yeah? That's what I often say. Well, instead of thinking of me as something separate from you, Herb, think of me as you're talking to yourself. You're thinking about what's in your mind, your heart, your expression, your attitude, your world. Think about that. How would you express that? Well, that's an interesting idea. Let me see. How would I express that? Well, that's just the way you would express it, by saying, let me see. You're talking to yourself. You're referring to yourself and listening to yourself, and you're saying, let me see. Let me just cogitate over this for a little bit. Let me snap these little gray cells around and see what sort of things I can come up with. Well, let me see. Here I am, 25 years old, and I still haven't learned how to say, let me see. Oh, I see. That's easy. Some startling awareness comes into my presence. But let me see. Let me see is really talking to myself. What do I say when I talk to myself? How do I get my attention? When I'm saying, let me see, what's going on inside of my mind, inside of my brain? What sort of things am I considering? Let me see. It's not that I want to have illumination on so I can see, or awareness so I can see, although that wouldn't hurt either, but let me see. What does the words, what do the words, let me see, mean to me? Let me see. Let me have awareness of what it is that I'm considering. And what am I considering? Let me see. Am I considering great ideas, great inventions, great considerations? Am I considering how I can make the world a better place to live? Well, no. If I were thinking that, that's interesting. How can I make the world a better place to live? How can I make the world a better place to live? How can I make the world a better place to live? Herb, you're getting closer. You're thinking in the right direction now. You're thinking like me. And I am you, and you are me, and we are one. Now, let's never forget that. We are one bit, you know. Yeah, I know, God. You're talking like you're talking outside again. Yeah, I know me. That's right. Always remember that you and God are one. There's only one. You're only talking to yourself. You're only yourself revealing yourself, because that's who I am in you, yourself. So now, let this self be revealed. How would I do that? How would I reveal to myself? Let me see. And as I think about it, my mind is very, very empty. It's not really my mind that's empty. My brain is empty. All the techniques that I have used throughout my existence, now they're being tested with this let me see idea. It's not really some illumination from outside of me that comes in me and lets me see. No. It's not some wisdom from a greater being that is available to me and I say, oh, let me see. What is it? How do I think about let me see? How do I think about getting into this concept of letting myself be aware of myself as myself? Let me see. Let me see. In other words, I want to open my eyes to be aware of what I want to be aware of. That's figuratively, of course. I open my inner eye, my inner awareness, to the let me see concept. And as I open my inner awareness to the let me see concept, then everything happens. Everything opens right up and is made available to me, and I just feel very good, very powerful, very meaningful. Let me see. How would I talk to God? How would I talk to God, maintaining the awareness, the realization that God and I are one, and we're not separate? I'm not talking outside of myself or to something separate from myself. I'm just talking. Now, how do I do that? How do I speak to the infinite in me? What would the infinite have to say to me? What sort of things would be revealed to me? Things, since they're being revealed, I already know them, but What sort of things would I have revealed to me? How would I listen to the divine in me and know exactly what's going on? How would I tune in to this inner awareness? Well, there are many successful techniques for that. Some are the obvious ones. A painter looks at a scene and he has from that scene a concept in his mind that expresses an attitude he has about that scene. He takes that concept in his mind and applies it to a canvas. And with one stroke after another, he paints on the canvas. And before a very short time, he begins to reveal on the canvas the expression he has within him. In other words, God in him is shining forth on that canvas as that piece of art. Now, so as not to make us feel strange, you are not an artist. I am not an artist. I have not trained myself in that field. And so, if I were to take a paintbrush and express the divine within me, express my God, what sort of results would I have? Would I have results that I would not want to claim? I wouldn't want to say, hey, that's my work. Or would I have results that I would want to say, hey, that's my work. That's my expression. That's what I believe. Now, I might feel, hey, I don't want to take any credit for that sort of thing. That's not good. That's not me. But it is you. It is me. It is an expression of who I am. And the more I express who I am, the more I take away all of those concepts that say to me, I don't know how to paint. I don't know how to do this. And my universal quality of knowing how to do anything shines forth. And when the universal quality shines forth, I can do anything I choose to do, no matter what it is. I can do it. And then I start practicing that. I start acting like I can do it. And in no time at all, I am able to do anything that I want to do. It's a very thrilling, a very exciting, and very wonderful concept. How I, God, use Herb as the vehicle through which to express my allness. Wow. I am expressing the allness of God? Why not? Sounds perfectly logical, perfectly reasonable, even though it doesn't have to be logical and reasonable, but it sounds plausible. And so, being that which I am, what's my next step? My next step is just to flow with what I am and express it and live it and be it. Kind of exciting thing to consider doing. Very powerful, very dynamic way. But God, it seems that's not my way. All right, Herb, sit down and write. Well, what do I write about? Sit down and write. But I have to have something to write about. sit down and write. The divine in me gives me this request and says, sit down and write. And I, in my lack of belief in myself, do not sit down and write. And then I wonder why I have never really expressed the divine as much as I could. What's going on? Well, I listen, and God in me, as me, says, sit down and write. Sit down, and it's, I tell you, you're just an old song there, just on and on. Sit down and write, sit down and write, sit down and write. That's right, sit down and write. And when you sit down and write, watch what is happening to you. Watch what takes place. You don't know what you're going to write. You just start writing. You have no idea what words you're going to put first or second, but you just start writing. And you might repeat the same sentence a number of times. But as you do this, you will have the opportunity to know what it feels like to have inspiration pour through you. At least that's what happens for me. I know what it's like to have inspiration flow through me. Okay, God, I'll write. So I start writing. And I write. And I write. And it is dumb stuff. It is stuff that I really am not too excited about. But I write. And I write. And I write. And I write, 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 and I write more and more and more. But, again, it's like nothing. So then, I continue with my writing, because I've been told by my divine inner self to write, so I write, and I write, and I write, and I rewrite, and I write. And I write new, and I write old, and I write, and I write. And as I write, I feel like an open brook, an open channel. And ideas begin to flow out of me. Not exciting ideas, but just ideas. And ideas of, hey, how do we want to plant our garden? Or an idea might come, how do you want to sweep the snow in front of the house? Or the idea might come, what are you going to do about your divine self and its great potential? What are you going to do with it? And as these thoughts come to me and I carry them out, little by little, the magic of the divine in me finds an outlet. A little child, told by the divine in them to do something, does it immediately. They do not say, I don't know how. They don't say, I've never walked across the water at the river's edge there. I've never moved to the other side. I've never done any of these things. Well, maybe now is the time for us to do that. Maybe now's the time for us to say, oh, I left it behind. Oh, that's what it's all about. Oh. Yeah. Now's the time. Listen as the divine within talks to you, as the divine within talks to me, and follow what it says. And believe in yourself. Know that all is in divine order. Believe in yourself. With that, you will be able to do anything. I will be able to do anything. With that, I let the divine use me as an expression of my own inner genius. And so, I express that inner genius, and I write, and I write, and I write. And my first writings may just be clearing the faucet, taking the rust out, not having used it. Or it might come out brilliant from the very beginning, depending upon how I believe in myself. If I believe I have to make myself get going, great. But if I hear inside me the voice say, write, and then at the same instant it says, about dogs and how to raise them, then I will sit down and write a book on dogs and how to raise them. Then another thought comes to me and says, okay, write. And I say, okay. And then the thought comes to me to write about little pebbles and the benefit of little pebbles in improving our speech and improving anything about us. And so then I write it, and it's a success. I do not concern myself one little bit how the success got to be the success, nor do I concern myself with how I'm going to express that. I just write. I write and write and write. I may have other ways that the divine in me speaks to me and says, do things, but whatever the way or the ways are, I follow them instantly. I follow them beautifully and powerfully. I follow them like the great joy that each is. I am open, free, and receptive to it. It flows so beautifully and so harmoniously, I do not have to do anything about it. And as I do not have to do anything about it, I just let it flow. We each one walk our path. Do it nobly, beautifully, perfectly, wonderfully, happily, fulfillingly. And it is done for us. Now you take a few moments and think about how you listen to the divine in you and let the divine speak through you and follow what it tells you to do beautifully, powerfully, dynamically, because it works. And this is the way it works. And with the enthusiasm of the little child within us, we follow it to the letter and thoroughly enjoy it.